This is your Yahoo Finance Market Watch.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Wall Street closed the trading session on a high note Tuesday as investors braced for the results of a crucial Federal Reserve policy meeting. The S&P 500 rose close to 0.6%, beating back earlier losses, while the Dow Jones Industrial Average rose 0.8% or more than 300 points. The tech-heavy Nasdaq Composite increased almost 0.4% as Nvidia shares gained ground in the wake of AI updates from its annual developer conference. The gains capped a second straight winning day for the major gauges. Attention is firmly on the Fed's two-day meeting that began Tuesday morning, seen as a test for stocks bruised by recent inflation surprises that undermined bets on interest rate cuts coming soon. With policymakers widely expected to keep rates at their historic highs, the focus is on the dot plot for any clues to the number and timing of any cuts this year. The central bank's policy decision is due Wednesday at 2 p.m. Eastern Time. Meanwhile, the Bank of Japan ended its era of negative rates with its first hike in 17 years, making a splash in a week packed with central bank decisions. In cryptocurrencies, Bitcoin continued to pull back from its recent record high, falling over 5% at one point. Shares of crypto-linked companies Coinbase and Marathon Digital lost ground alongside the token. On the corporate front, shares of Unilever popped after the Ben & Jerry's maker said it would cut jobs and spin off its ice cream unit. Here were some of the stocks leading Yahoo Finance's trending tickers page on Tuesday. Nordstrom. Shares of the retailer jumped more than 11% Tuesday after Reuters reported the company's founding family is seeking to take the U.S. department store private, citing people familiar with the matter. Advanced Micro Devices. The semiconductor company fell more than 5% in afternoon trading, joining other chip stocks that fell after AI leader Nvidia held its developers conference. And Supermicro Computer. Shares of the server manufacturer sank 9% after it said it plans to sell 2 million shares. The company plans to use the roughly $2 billion in proceeds to support operations and boost manufacturing capacity. The stock offering comes as Supermicro's shares have skyrocketed this year, more than tripling on the demand for AI technology. That's all for today. My name is Imran Sheikh, and for the latest market updates, visit us at yahoofinance.com.
Spoken Layer.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.